Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Caravat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello everyone, welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I am so excited about this episode. We will go straight right in because this is so great and I don't want to say anymore. So enjoy, this is it. If you clicked on this video and you feel lost, welcome. I Googled the definition of what feeling lost means. And this is what Google said. It's an emotional or psychological disorientation, uncertainty or confusion about identity, purpose, or direction. I want to start this video by saying that feeling lost is actually a good thing. Why? Because you know that what you're doing in your life matters. You know that you're meant for something bigger and better. If you're feeling lost, it just means that you are in between your old and your new, meaning that you know there's something bigger that is meant for you. Now, the first part that has really helped me understand why I feel lost or why I felt lost, and I think it's really gonna help break it down for you too, is a conversation about identity. We all have an identity. Our experiences, our successes, our failures, everything that we have ever been through in life has formed an identity of who we think we are. We are so good at playing certain roles in our lives. We are so good at believing that our identity is unchangeable, is something that we just are and it's never going to change. As humans, we evolve every single day. The person that you were a year ago is no longer the person that you are today. You have changed, you have evolved, you have had experiences, successes, and failures in your life that made you grow and become the person that you are today. Now, sometimes we can grow at a very quick pace, quicker than we have ever imagined. And when that happens, we can get lost. That is not a bad thing. That just means that you have outgrown your old identity. The person that you think you've been for so long, you're no longer this person. You're no longer that old identity. But at this moment, as you're feeling lost, you're also realizing that you're not yet the new identity. So you are in between the old and the new, figuring out what's next. And so when we are in between those two identities, it's like the universe. It's like God keeps showing us, hey, you're meant for more. Hey, there are more opportunities for you out there. And in a way, it also shows you is no longer part of you or your identity and your current life. So right now, being in between those two identities is incredible because it means you're growing. It means you're expanding. It means something bigger and better is out there waiting for you. How can we step into this new identity? How can we let go of our old and invite this new identity? The first thing that we have to do is we have to fully allow ourselves to let go of the old identity. And in order for us to let go of the old identity, we have to allow ourselves to grieve. There is, in a way, a process of death that happens when we let go of our old self. We've been this identity for so long, and now we need to let go of something that we thought we were for maybe the rest of our lives. We thought that this is who we are, and now we're realizing, now you're realizing, this is no longer who you are, and letting go of that old identity is painful and is hard because your brain brain will always want to keep you safe. Your brain loves the familiar. Your brain loves certainty. When you are letting go of the known, of what your brain has always associated with familiarity and safety, your brain can go into stress mode. It can go into, this is new, we've never been here, this is new territory, this is wrong. And so you're going to see that while you're trying to recreate or create the new, there is also an old part of you that tries to keep coming back because your brain in a way is telling you that it's not safe to grow. It's not safe to be someone new. It's not safe to go into this other direction, and it will try to pull you back to your old, to the safety, to the part of you that you've always known you are. Now that process of letting go of the old is painful and requires you to also take time to grieve. Allow yourself to grieve this old identity that you're shedding, that you're letting go of. This is no longer you. So ask yourself, what am I ready to let go of? What am I ready to leave in the past? Also ask yourself, who am I holding on so tightly? Which identity am I holding on so tightly, knowing that if I keep holding onto that identity, nothing can change? And then on the flip side, as you're inviting the new, ask yourself, what am I ready to invite now? Who do I want to be? How does this new version of myself feel and express herself? And what are her characteristics? What are their characteristics? All of those little details, really take the time to think about the old that you're shedding and the new that you're inviting. Now, what's really important in this process, which has really helped me save myself, is to understand that sometimes there are going to be voices in your head, and there are going to be voices and opinions of other people, your parents, your family, your friends, your clients, whoever that might be. They might have put ideas of you in your mind. They have told you who you are, and we have taken on these ideas. You have to realize that whatever someone else has thought about you or is thinking about you, and these things are no longer in alignment with the new version of yourself, you have to allow yourself to quiet these voices down and let them go, because otherwise you will keep being stuck in that loop. So allow yourself to realize that when these voices are coming up, are these your own? Or are these the expectations that other people might have of you? I love to work with symbolism, and one of my favorite symbols of this whole process of death and recreation is the phoenix. If you think of the phoenix is a symbol of renewal, rebirth, and resilience. Now, the next point I want to touch on is rejection means redirection. This is a quote that I heard by the author Brianna Wiest. I'm not sure if I'm saying the name correctly, but I'm reading one of her books, and one of the things that she's saying in The Pivot Year, which is an incredible book, is that rejection means redirection. When I started this whole process of changing my identity, I had to become very honest with myself, and I had to look at what is no longer working. Why am I trying so hard to make something work, but nothing is happening? And for a very long time, as I knew deeply that I'm meant for more, I was still holding on to that old identity, trying to create from that old identity, and it wasn't working. I'm gonna give you an example. Right now, I'm in the process of changing my business. For 4 years, I've been a vegan weight loss coach for women. I have realized that the transformations that I achieve with my clients are on a much deeper level. The work that I do with my clients are all from identity, mindset, trauma, emotions. They are having so many other transformations within the program, things that truly fuel me, things that I love to do. And I've realized that over the last couple of months, I've been trying to hold on to that identity of being a vegan weight loss coach so much that strategy-wise, on paper, I was doing everything correctly to grow my business, and it wasn't happening. I realized that the excitement that I initially had when I started this business was gone. I was solely acting from strategy and what I thought I had to do, and I realized that my
energy was no longer aligned with the person I was portraying. I realized that the person I was portraying was no longer me. I felt rejected. I felt rejected in the things that I was sharing with my audience and it not landing. And I realized this is just redirecting me into who I truly am and what I'm capable of doing. My invitation for you is to look at where in your life do you feel rejected? How is the universe actually guiding you into a new direction through that rejection that you're experiencing? And can you allow that rejection to come up as redirection? Can you allow yourself to see this as an opportunity for you that something better is awaiting you? Now, the next point I want to talk about is creating space. I personally have tried to fill that void of when things were not working with more work, with more strategy, with more posts, with more going at it, just to realize that things were not moving, things were not working in my favor. And I realized that the more that I tried to do it, the more this emptiness kept showing up, the more this feeling of unhappiness, of unfulfillment kept showing up. And it was showing up through anxiety and sleepless nights and waking up in the morning with my heart racing, hoping that things look different in the morning just to realize that they're not. I truly believe that when you feel lost, there are messages that you're meant to hear, but you can't hear them if you fill up your time with more things to do. You can only hear those messages when you create space for yourself to just sit and be and go on walks and meditate and not consume more and more content, not do more and more things, but to truly just be in the present moment and listen. You have all of the answers within you and you know it, but why you can't hear them is because you're so busy. You're so busy distracting yourself from these messages that want to come up. You're so busy distracting yourself that you're not realizing that you have all of the answers within you. And this happens to me too. I had these answers within me. And I was ignoring it. I was shuffling it down. I was staying busy. I was doing more, ignoring what was actually coming up for me. So here, slow down. Stop rushing it. Stop rushing the process. Sometimes, many times, we need to slow down in order for us to be able to speed up. One of my favorite analogies is that of a Chinese bamboo tree. I'm gonna read this out to you as it's a lot easier to do this. Imagine you've got a Chinese bamboo tree seed. You planted and start watering it diligently, hoping for some magic. But the first year passes, then the second, and all you've got is a bare patch of dirt. You keep at it in the third year, still nothing but dirt. Fourth year rolls by and everyone around you is laughing, asking why you're wasting your time on empty ground. But in the fifth year, a tiny sprout finally appears. And in just 6 weeks, that sprout shoots up 80 feet. How did it happen? Did it really grow in 6 weeks? Or was it 5 years and 6 weeks? The answer is in the unseen growth, the patience, and the persistence. Like that bamboo, sometimes the biggest transformations happen quietly over years of care and dedication. I truly think why you feel lost right now is because you're meant for something bigger. You're meant to be like that bamboo tree. You're planting your seed right now. All of these years of what you've been through aren't lost. You were meant to have these experiences. You were meant to become all of those different versions of yourself just to find the bigger and better version of yourself that you can now fully be and live by. Which leads me to my next point, taking tiny action every day. If you feel frozen in action, that might be a sign that you think you have to have it all figured out. There are so many people out there who talk about that we need to have our 5 and 10 and 20 year plan figured out. But with doing that, it can create so much pressure, so much unnecessary pressure that many people are then stuck in inaction and you're frozen and you feel like you have to have all of this figured out. Otherwise, every action that you take is useless. I'd love to speak to you about the power of tiny gains. The power of tiny gains also means the continuous improvement, which means the dedication to small changes every day over time, with the expectation that those small changes will add up to something significant over time. When we are focused only on the big goal in a year, in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, it can oftentimes lead to burnout and frustration. But when we focus on 1% better every day, asking ourselves, what is one thing I can do today to make me 1% better? Imagine where you will be in a year from now if you follow this. Now, in the beginning, it may seem that there's no difference. You might be making small changes every day and you might notice nothing big is changing, but do it for a year. Do it for 2, do it for 5, your entire life is going to change. Because those small improvements, they're going to compound. It's like the compound effect. And then you will see a big gap between the people who are taking tiny actions every day and the people who are not. So if you get 1% better every day, you'll end up 37 times better by the time you're done. So for example, instead of taking the bus to work every day, you can get up 2 stations earlier and walk to work. This way you're getting more steps in and you're becoming healthier. Instead of sleeping in on the weekend, you can get up 10 minutes earlier and meditate for those 10 minutes that you're getting up earlier. These changes might seem so small, but again, the compound effect proves it that this will lead to big changes. I also think it really reduces the pressure of us having to be perfect every day and having to do a million things in a day. Focus on 1 or 2 things at a time, 1% better every day, and see how that compounds for you. And lastly, I want to speak about that you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. If you're watching this video, if you're here, that means that you care. That means that you will create something absolutely incredible in your life, whatever that might be. That means that you are constantly improving, constantly wanting to be better. Now, when we are very dedicated to the process, we can oftentimes also become so hard on ourselves. But with this process, it's really about trusting that things will work out the way that they're meant to work out. Also, everyone is on their own timeline. How often do we put pressure on ourselves that it has to happen in a specific time frame? And if it doesn't, it feels like we have failed. Can you trust that the universe, that God has your back, and that in your timeline, you will achieve the thing that is meant for you? This will also, of course, significantly reduce your stress and calm your nervous system. Think about this. Whenever you're rushing and you're like, oh my God, I have to be somewhere in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and you're getting ready in the morning and you're putting on your mascara, and then you get some mascara on your cheek, and then you drop something, and a million things happen while you're trying to rush. We know that pretty well. When you get ready in a calm state, you're probably also going to be ready quicker because there's probably not a million things that you have to clean up afterwards, okay? So take it slow, slow down. The same thing applies to the action that you take. If you want to create something big, if you know that you're meant for more, it will take time. It's not going to happen from one day to the other. It's like planting that seed and trusting things will work out this way. So when things seem that they're slow, don't be so hard on yourself. Honor that you're taking action towards the thing that you want every day. And the more that you trust, the more things will fall into the right place. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I'm sending you so much love, and until the next time. Mwah.